Corn and soybean prices have started out the new year on a lower note. And according to market analyst Elaine Cubb, we could see prices drop even further.
I think we're in this time of year where you could wake up any morning and hear that China's canceled some more sales. So the natural direction for U.S. soybeans the next couple of months is going to be lower, I feel. So I think there's some bearish things to worry about for old crop soybeans. And the new crop markets, I'm sure you've seen, are really sideways and really having a hard time getting any sort of traction. So I think we're just in one of those years when we're going back to the traditional style of markets.
And when it comes to corn, well, more analysts now are saying that we could possibly drop below $4 a bushel prices.
As we look at the first half of the year, probably are going to range from essentially 410 to 420 as a low to a high of 475 to 490, and the potential to reach back down to 360 to 375 in late summer and fall of 2014 is the expectation.
On the dairy front, the expectation is for supplies to increase and prices to falter, but the question is just how much will milk production go up? Because while we're shivering and shoveling here in the upper Midwest, they are awfully dry in California. Matter of fact, many pasture and rangelands are already dead and others are drying up. And that has analysts like Shane Chagham wondering what kind of impact they could have on California's total milk production.
The situation in California is going to have an impact on producers' decisions and producers' ability to retain animals. Part of it on the dairy side is, would they have the wherewithal to bring in feed from other states? Milk prices are relatively good, but again, how far can you stretch those dollars in terms of having to bring in feed from other places? And more critically, I mean, what does the water supply look like? Cattle, not only do they eat, but they also drink. And you've got to have the water available for the cows as well.
Generally, it takes 21 gallons of water to produce just 1 gallon of milk. Well, dairy producers will be looking at a new national dairy policy if the Senate gives it the okay later on today. David Cooper, who's been working on new federal dairy policy for nearly 5 years, says he feels the margin insurance program is a plus, but there are some concerns as well.
The exciting thing is that this is a new program. This is something that really is a huge change for the dairy industry. And with that being said, I think it will provide a much greater stability level to producers. At the same time, being new, it's going to take a lot of time for folks to understand the program, feel comfortable with the program. It is a program that's going to require some input, some monetary support from farmers to be able to do that, depending on the level of protection you have.
Well, looking at our current dairy situation, all was quiet for cheese. Blocks, $2.36 a pound. Barrels, $2.32, while AA butter back up to $1.89. Class 3 prices, though, substantially lower. February off 32 at $22.79. March down 75 at $20.72. In April, off 61 at $19.43. Board of Trade, March corn up a penny and three quarters, $4.36 a bushel. May, $4.41 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. Beans for March up a dime, $12.91 and three quarters of a cent. May up to $12.77 and three quarters of a cent, with March wheat up 8 to 5.63 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 84 to 98, that top at 104. Most of the slaughter cows, 64 to 83. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 165. Your barrels and gilts, 65 and down. And your market lambs, 165 and down. And that's a look at your agricultural prices. Don't forget, you'll be able to get agricultural information 24 hours a day. Just go to WSAU.com/agriculture for the latest on the ag scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.